Hello, welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
Hey, what's going on, Tosh? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm feeling good. It's been raining all day. Oh, we always have to do our
A
weather
weather
update.
update. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been raining all day, but it should clear up soon. It's been going back and forth. A little bit of rain, and then the sun comes out, and then it rains with the sun. It's a mess. It's a whole process these last few days. I miss New York.
I know, I
And
miss you being here.
thanks. I miss you too. It was funny because on this visit, guys, I just came back from New York, visit the family and some friends. And when I saw Taj, it's like we never not saw
I
each
know. First, you
other.
saw my dad,
I
and I
know,
met with
I know.
my
First of all, he's super, super fit.
Yeah, he is. He's good. He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and he likes what I like, which is like nice wine and nice weather, so
And
that's good.
seafood
Yeah,
and historical and mobster.
that was kind of cool. He didn't know I knew all that mobster lore. Yeah, I'm like so down with it. I love gangsters from the
I
1930s,
know.
40s, 50s. Oh, it's so nostalgic for me. I
I
don't know why.
know.
Who do I think I was in my past life? I don't know. I was some gangster for real. It's crazy how much I love that life. But anyhow, I had a really good time.
I
It was
did
a
too. It was
short
too
trip.
short. I know.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, it was very
understandably,
short.
yeah.
And it was hard for us to get together with your schedule and the
Know.
distance between where I was staying and with you, but we managed and that was really, really fun.
Yes, it was lovely to say the least.
I know we wanted to record from New
In
York
person.
Live.
I know. We will
I
next time.
know.
We're going to do another trip this year.
Yeah, that's gonna come up soon, so I'm very, very excited.
Yeah.
So, speaking of good weather and good times, you're well aware of what's coming next, right?
I think so.
You do? You do? Because on my trip, I saw a lot of thin people. I saw a lot of thin people that I knew for a very long time, and they're not so thin anymore. I mean, sorry, they're not so heavy anymore.
Them. Oh, wait, are we going to get fined for that if I
I
sing the
have no
jingle?
idea.
Okay,
Did you
I'll
sing it
stop.
like perfectly? Who knows? But no, I just cannot believe, first of all, that that's the theme song that they're using in the States. That's amazing. The jingle song. Number two, people look good. I've seen some people, it's working really good for them. And I saw some people it wasn't, and or was like too rapid. But I'm jealous and I want that, but I don't want Ozempic butt. I need my butt. So
I know. Wait, so what is the Ozempic butt?
Ozempic butt, I think we talked about it before, last pod or two pods ago. It's when you lose weight so rapidly that it kind of like deflates your butt.
Oh, so it's just what, like, well, the skin, I guess, will
Just saggy. I
just
saw some
saggy.
pictures.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, people were pretty young. I was like, I need what little I've got going on. Huh. I'm like, leave me alone. Let me out of this. So I want nothing to do with that. But I want to see. I want to see how the summer goes. I think it was much easier for people to get it this time around. So we'll see. I want to see if it's worth it, you know? If it
Yeah.
is, then I'm gonna take it.
So if
But
it's not, do you know how much it is if it's not covered in insurance?
it used to start under 300, and
Oh,
now I've
wow.
heard it's up to like 1500 in certain parts, in certain
Wow.
areas, and that's every month. A good doctor is not gonna give it to you if you
I know.
don't have diabetes. So it's like, whatever. Like, we should be grateful that we don't, because it's a terrible disease and I
I
hate it.
know.
So I really hope they're joking when they're saying that they're running out of it for people who need it, because that's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. But our dinner was good. I really liked seeing you.
Yes, it was so
Yeah.
much fun. The
I
vibe was
know.
good. It was a cute place.
It
So
was.
you, so this is an interesting thing because we had talked about, and this has happened to me several times, when you said you were ma'amed, but I think they didn't see you.
Listen, I've been getting mammed lately and I don't
No, I
like
don't
it.
think so.
Yeah, the guy who sat us, he said, "Ma'am, who
No,
said ma'am
I
to
think he
me?"
bumped into you and then he didn't see you. And then he said, I'm so, like, he came out before he saw you.
He said, "Ma'am, I don't remember. Wait, I was ma'am? I was ma'am that
No, when
day?"
you were sitting at the, remember the security guard, the cute one, that the big one, the tall one that bumped into you or something?
Oh, yeah, and I kind of
Yeah,
had a
that was the
breakdown.
only time. You weren't manned other than that.
I think I get ma'amed. Maybe I'm not really focused or listening, but I think I've got ma'amed maybe once or twice in like,
Yeah.
last few months. But it's okay. I like Miss though. I miss
Do you
Miss.
like Miss? Yeah.
I love Miss. It makes me feel like a 19-year-old.
It's so funny when I have clients who are like, and I just can't date this person. And I adore this client in particular. And she's like, I can't date this person. He's 40. He's so old. And I'm
Oh, wow. Okay.
like, put it
All
in
right.
context. Like, or
Yeah,
I'll
I
have
know.
like a lot of other people who I guess they don't place it or, but it's like, I get it. Everyone has their stuff. But it's like when they don't know and they're like, 40, so
I
old.
know.
Like,
I know. I think it's relative. I mean,
it
you just,
is.
I see so many people looking so amazing. They're like much, much
Right.
older. And I'm
40
like,
back
we live
when
in
is
an,
not 40 now.
it is not.
It is
I'm
not.
like, we live in a different place. I'm like, look how the Golden Girls used to dress, and look how women their age dress now. It's insane.
Right.
It's insane. I'm not even tripping over that stuff.
No, yeah.
It is how you feel. It is who you are. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not tripping over that. What I am tripping over because of the
What?
last trip, and I'm so sorry. It's like such a segue, but I have to get this
Yes.
off of my chest.
What?
Okay, so I've been living out here for a while. And I love it, and I know, pretty much know the culture and the norms here. And before I left New York, there were little things that I did not like, which I kind of feel like is a microaggression
Okay.
from the city state Big Brother, whatever you want to call it. I've noticed going into some drugstores that so many medications are locked up, right?
Oh,
And
yes, okay.
I noticed that years ago, you know, different neighborhoods, different parts of the New York, things were locked up. And I knew they had to lock up cold medicine, right? They had to lock up because of whatever. But then now I'm seeing things like deodorant
Locked
and
up?
like, just, yes. And like,
Really?
I've seen like basic necessities locked up. And I'm like, what is that? What is that about? Yeah, different neighborhoods, and I'm just like, that's so, I don't know, that just does did something to me. Had
Yeah.
I been around it a lot, like had I, you know, not moved and been around every day, I wouldn't have noticed it, like, because it's so minor. They start with like something small and then they just keep going and going. It was jarring to me to see that you have to call someone to open up the window. That bothered me. Do you
Yeah.
notice that in your travels?
You know what? I haven't paid attention to it. I'm trying to think, but the deodorant I haven't noticed. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've noticed that it's been locked up, but the other stuff. Yeah, I guess I have to pay more attention to that. I
I
mean,
mean, is it
well, full
weird?
disclosure, it's very rare that I buy medicines and stuff. Like, I'm not like over the counter stuff. But still, like once in a while if I need stuff. But yeah, I guess they're taking more caution. I don't know. But lately there's been, yeah.
I know, I always see like videos of people in the street doing whatever they're doing, and I get it, but I feel like now it's like the chicken and the egg. It's, you think I'm a criminal, or seeing that
Right.
reminds you of like, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like little kids to see it. I don't like any of it. It just
Yeah.
makes you feel like it just, I don't like it. So,
Yeah.
that was like a really big thing to me when I visited home, that in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like seeing the family, seeing the kids grow is very difficult. I mean, I'm in constant communication with the family, so
I know you are. You're
it's
so
all good.
good.
But yeah, I'm missing, the kids are just growing right before me. But we had like a couple of sleepovers. We hung out, so it was cool. It was good. They're not forgetting me.
I know, of course not.
No. But it's fun. They have fun with me, so I
I
love
know
it.
you're the fun aunt.
Oh
That's
no.
so
No.
nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Thank you. Yeah, I left a little bit before my birthday, so I end up kinda celebrating it here. I just didn't want it to be a big deal. But I end up doing different things with different people when I came back to
Yes. Let's talk about, because you've been out and about since you've returned.
Yeah, it's weird. Like there's like this bunch of groups that, international groups and just friends I met just along the way. We all have our little worlds going, but it's never really personal if you can't make it to something. It's really cool. It's like anybody up for brunch? We'll be here Sunday. It's like very casual and I just love that. I don't necessarily remember that home, but I just like how we get together and whoever shows up and it's nothing like she was supposed to come and she it's not really like that. And I like how, we're kind of like making little families here. It's kind of cool when you're
Yeah.
expatting, you try to you weigh that out with, your home.
Yeah.
And
Expatting. So that explain that term because I didn't know what that was.
oh, like expat is like expatriate, which is weird. I think that's what it stands for. Expatriate.
Okay.
But it makes it seem like you are no longer a patriot of your country to me. So I'm like, am I right about what it stands for? But it's usually people who just move abroad. So I'm like an American expat. So when I meet other people from the States, it's like, oh, whatever. But just even other people from different countries. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a better definition of it. If you guys know, that would be kind of cool to chime in.
Yeah, where's Johnny? Can Johnny do like a Google schmoogle? Where's Johnny?
Yeah, I thought Johnny would be around by the time I got back here.
No, he's not.
But
He's I don't know where he is. We need a
I don't know.
replacement, Johnny. If anyone's
I know.
interested, that's listening to us right now.
How would you like to be our Johnny? We'll send you
The requirements.
the requirements, the stats, whatever you want to call them. And let us know when you could start. That would be great.
Yeah.
And just email us. We'll see what we can do.
Basically, it's going to
Because
be
we're
a
gonna.
lot of fact checking.
Can't stop the fact check.
I
Fact.
can't stop,
I can't
won't
say
stop.
that.
Oh boy. Oh
Oh
boy.
boy.
Oh boy.
Oh
Can
boy.
I take this moment to recant that I don't know how many episodes ago, had expressed my first hip hop crush to be Diddy, and I just want to, he's dead to me. Okay. Let's leave it at that. I've been
Month.
dying to record, to recant. Well, not recant because it's like it was true, but like at this point, it's like funny. My dad asked for like a Diddy update. He's like, what happened to that rapper? And I was like, he's dead to me. We're not talking about it.
Not talking
I will
anymore?
not even address. No, I
No,
can't.
you did a great job. I think you recanted before. I
Okay.
think you did. I
I'll
think
continue to recant that it's like no longer or, yeah.
I think you tried to return one of your CDs, right? Like
That's interesting. My CD Rolodex. I know one day, okay, on the next recording, I'm going to break out my CD binder and we're going to go through the greatest
Yeah.
hit.
Yeah, and then you have to find the nearest like Sam Goody,
No,
maybe.
I don't think that exists anymore.
Exactly. Neither do CDs.
Of course they do. CDs are the best. I remember like getting like the little pamphlet and it's like two CDs. No, it was like three CDs a month. My dad would pick one and I would pick two. Like it was
Which
like a
store?
CD subscription. No, it was like a mail-in CD subscription and you would get like the pamphlet and it'd be like, okay, which CDs do you want? And I remember I would pick one and he would pick two, or I don't know if it was two or three a month. And I was so excited. Oh, I remember getting old school Mariah Carey, old school, like it was like Amy Grant, like all the old goodies.
It wasn't it like 11 CDs for like a penny, and then they kept charging you every month like $54 for a CD going forward. Like, I was
Like
like, I got 11 CDs for a penny. And then you're
now
like
it's
paying
like you
like.
have like all these like electronic formats. It's like you have all this music, but it's like, where's the music? Where's the
I
music?
know.
CD, you
Awful.
have it in your hands.
You're right. You're
The
right. You're right.
lyrics, the pictures, the pamphlets. Oh my God, I
So
remember.
you kept your albums and your cassette tapes as
Yes, I have
well.
a box with the hard, this the compact it, like the outer casing, and then I have in my binder Rolodex the CDs. Girl, please. One day we're
Wait,
gonna go through it.
you have VHS tapes
No, not
also?
VHS. No,
Not
just
okay.
what the CD came in.
Just the
I thought
oh,
that's what
okay.
you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh no. I was just seeing how far it goes.
VHS, do I have? Probably old school stuff that we recorded on VHS, we still have. I don't know how we're gonna convert it.
Oh, they have tons of websites for it.
Oh,
And you
do
could do it
they?
at Walgreens. And Walgreens, you could drop it off.
Okay. All right.
And
Good to know.
they'll convert. Yeah, it's really good. They'll bring you back a CD. Maybe they upgraded it to like a video, like
I want a
a.
shirt. If anyone's listening that says bring back the CD.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know.
It's like
It's like,
nostalgia.
oh, let me put this song on.
You could do that from your phone.
I know. Listen, I have Spotify, not no shout out to any.
Hold on, let me open my binder.
I know it's
Hold
like
on.
anticipation. It's like, hold on.
Wait. That is like 3 minutes of looking for a song.
I know. And then the anticipation builds and
Oh my
builds.
God.
And then you put the CD. There's just, it's so therapeutic.
I didn't know how deep this ran.
I know it's good. It's good. And I say this, and it's not even like I've been listening to my CDs recently. So I got to break open that binder. I'm going to do that. Oh, in our next podcast, maybe we'll do a CD edit. Like which CD, like, donate old music. We'll do a CD edit of my binder, Rolodex.
Donate to whom?
Well, you could donate everything to thrift stores, donate music, videos. People still like want old school CDs, don't they?
No.
I do.
What?
If I found like an
Maybe
old, I don't know,
they
like
could pull
mix.
up.
Remember like those mixes, like best songs of the 90s, top, like, oh my gosh, the best.
You're bugging. Any child could pull up their song of various different ways on their phone
No,
anytime
I
they
mean, and
want.
I do that. I am on board with the new wave of music. I get it. I do the Spotify. I have the Pandora. Like I do that, but I'm not giving up my CD Rolodex. No. Yeah. Next time we're gonna do an edit. I'm gonna break it open like my big. We're doing it.
Wait. You must have VHS. You must still have those, right? I mean,
I'm sure somewhere I will look and I will get back to you. I have VHS from like when I was little, like the cartoon movies, like Fievel Goes West or whatever.
oh.
The Disney movies. Like I do have, I think I'm sure I still have those.
Right. Oh boy, that's
Oh
deep.
boy.
I really didn't see that coming. I didn't
I
know
know.
like the bind is real. So do you have like one in your car and inside?
No, I just
Like
have
the
one and I believe still in my car. Yeah, I have to look for it.
amazing. You're amazing. That is incredible. I've been making fun of you so long for this, and I didn't know that the well is so deep. That's so
It's
crazy.
deep.
You carry around. So when you go to like someone's house, you're like, I got music, and you bust out the binder.
No, but I will now.
Oh my God. They're like, we don't even have a CD player. What is
Well,
this?
they're like, what is
Like,
this? It's so funny. I recently went to and I love her, so she meant no shade, but she had a photo booth, and so after you took a picture, it was like it looked like an iPad, like with the stand. So after you took a picture, you email it to yourself, and the girl was like not having trouble, like it just wasn't going through. And the girl whose party I went to, she was like, what are you, 40?
oh no.
I was like, what? And she's like, oh no, I didn't mean that.
No. What do you mean? What do you? I've never heard that in
So if
my
I
life.
broke out my CDs, I think they'd all be like, listen, we need an intervention.
Wait, I've never
I
heard that
recently just
before.
got Venmo and it's like I
Oh,
joined the Venmo wave.
you did? You
I
love
did.
it? You love it?
It's convenient, but it's like, it's
Yeah.
all right.
Do you know Zelle? Do you use that?
Zelle, I know. I don't use that. It's so funny. The other day at work, I was giving cash to someone. They're like, oh, you carry cash? Like they were almost like, what is this? What is this paper with these numbers?
That's how people do like lunch orders, and you just oh, the one I use is PayPal. I use PayPal like for
I
years and
use
years.
PayPal all the time, yeah.
Yeah, but it seems like not cool to use PayPal anymore. Like it
Right. No
feels
one's
like.
like, can you PayPal me? They'd be like, well, that sounds ridiculous.
I know. They're like Venmo me. I was like, do you have PayPal? They're like, I guess. How do you buy your things on eBay?
I connect. I probably have PayPal. I have PayPal linked to my debit card. So yeah, so I think it comes. Yeah, I know. I usually do the PayPal though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know I'm a big eBayer. I haven't done
Yeah.
eBay in a while though. I'm trying to be good.
Aw. That's so cool. It's funny. I wanted to PayPal my friend. She got these tickets for this show we went to go see.
Yes. Oh, I want to hear about that.
So basically it was a rock ballet, and the people were dancing to a variety of rock songs, popular songs from Michael Jackson to Billy Joel, like a lot of 80s hits. But it was a great show. People were great dancers. It was like all the numbers were captivating. We made the big mistake of sitting like the front center, so that was difficult to see pointed toes and whatnot. But it was really, really good, and the people were really talented. But it wasn't cohesive. They just ran one song into the next, you know? It was weird. It was like, so you think you could dance, but like no host, you
Oh,
know? There was no story. It was just like, we're gonna dance to random songs. And I was like, okay, I guess. They did a number to like Coldplay. That was pretty cool. They had like, for a small theater, they had a lot of people. One, they had a lot of people, and they had a lot of talent. I was very surprised. I was very, very surprised. And it was a beautiful theater, like probably like, late 1700s or something. Gorgeous. So I was really impressed with it. I can't even think of my first play in Germany. What show did I see? Not Lion King. Who did I see?
I have not seen a play in so long. I'm not like a Broadway, like I feel like I'm not an arts, a
She's like art
cultivator of the arts or pre, I don't know if like what's the term? Like I feel like my
aficionado.
girlfriend
I
goes to
felt.
like plays all the time. Like she goes to the opera and I'm like, I don't do any of that.
More. Yeah, it's fun, I guess. I mean,
Yeah.
I barely go to concerts, but plays I love.
Yeah.
But the last play I saw was in New York. That was like November or something last year. But you know what I did see? I didn't mention. I think I might have, but there's some football games going on, and I saw the end of one of them after we saw the play. We come out, and the people are wild in the streets. That's all I have to say.
Yes, they take it seriously.
Oh my God. Like, I forgot. Like, I had to go home a different way. The streets were cut off, flags everywhere, screaming, dancing. I didn't see any fights. My husband was so worried, like, oh my God, they're gonna be crazy in the streets. And I'm like, actually, it was a lot of love and a lot of laughing and a lot of like, I don't know. It was very peaceful that particular night. But I had to detour. Like, it took me a while to get back home. But every single cart was like full, and the flags. It was kind of nice. I was like in a dress, not a part of the festivities, but I was like, enjoy. You did great. So that was pretty interesting. But have you been following any of it, or?
To be quite honest, I haven't been. Also because it's like when it's on, it's like during the day, so like I'm at work. I don't know. There's some sports I'm sure are very exciting and a good time in person, but then when you watch on TV, like, but yeah, like by culture, like it's like a huge thing for us. So yeah, we'll see. But yeah, it's definitely like in Portugal and Germany, like it's a huge in Europe, it's like a huge thing.
It's people go bananas, like all cultures. It's kind of cute though. I love that because there's so many flags represented on this continent. So it makes it really exciting when they get together for games. And like in the States, it's basketball, and it's like,
Right.
hey, I'm from Kentucky. Do they have a team? I'm not even sure.
I have no
But it's
idea.
like, it doesn't even matter. It's like, it's state to state, not country to country, with languages and cultures behind it. That part is interesting. It's not that I don't like football, it just takes too long, and I don't have that kind of attention span for, 120 minutes, and then you score 0-0. Like,
Right,
that
exactly.
is insane to me. And they love it. And I mean, I get excited. I do. I'm like, yay, or somebody missed or somebody scored. I get excited, but it is a really long game to
It
have
is.
that kind of score at the end. Are you kidding me? Come on. I'm so used to basketball. You finish a game from like 110 to like 115. You're like, yes. You feel satisfied. I'm not satisfied with football.
I know.
I'm not. Instant gratification. I don't know. I just can't. And it's like back and forth. But they're so athletic, and they're so built, and they're so
I
gorgeous.
know. They are.
It's
Yeah,
like,
what is it about like a professional athlete that I feel like there's so like In particular, just like looking at like the players from like the soccer leagues, it's like each one is so cute, and it's like
Yeah.
obviously that's not a requisite, right? So, but it's like a requirement, but at the same time, it's like, where are these people in real life?
First of all, I think they have the like most impeccable like figures, like men have figures. Do they? They have the
Yeah.
most impeccable bodies out of all the sports. I think soccer players are the most in shape to me. They look
All
the
that
strongest.
running.
I mean, right? All that running back and forth. My God,
Yeah.
it's crazy. Their legs are made of steel. It's kind of cool. And it's kind of, I love that it's well respected. And like I said, I hope one day it gets big in the States because it should be. Like it is, but it isn't. Yeah, but we'll pick up on that. But I loved catching up with
Oh
you.
my gosh, I loved it so much. I could talk about this forever. So happy that I saw you in person. Happy to continue our podcast. And Johnny, the replacement Johnny, we're looking for you.
Yeah. We're on the hunt.
We're
We'll
on the
see you
hunt.
soon. We'll
All right.
see
So until
you.
next time, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.